AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. government faces a number of hurdles in the effort to get American citizens and allies out of Afghanistan. Ed Donahue with more.
The pledge from President Biden.
Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
It's been a violent scene outside the Kabul airport as Americans and Afghans try to get out. Just who is there is not clear.
We don't have the exact number of people who are Americans who are there. And those who may have come home to the United States, we want to get a strong number as to exactly how many people are there.
The president is facing criticism over the handling of the withdrawal of U.S. troops.
There'll be plenty of time to criticize and second guess when this operation is over. But now, I'm focused on getting this job done.
Evacuation flights have resumed at the Kabul airport. They had been delayed for hours. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Senior U.S. military officials tell the AP an American Chinook helicopter picked up nearly 100 Afghans, mostly women and children, from Camp Sullivan near the Kabul airport and then ferried them back to the airport. People in the Northeast and New England are readying for what could be Hurricane Henri. Robin Berthet sailed his boat from Connecticut to Plymouth, Massachusetts to get it out of the water and stored on dry land.
The insurance company's attitude is pull your boat, it's safer, less damage can occur, and it's cheaper for them in the long run.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the storm will be a soaker. Henri is expected to become a hurricane tomorrow. It's been 30 years since New England was hit by a hurricane. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is urging people vacationing on Cape Cod to leave well before the storm hits.
Looks like this storm is going to have a big impact on the Commonwealth, and we really would urge everybody to do everything they can to stay home on Sunday.
This is AP News. An InfoWars online web host and a former deputy among the latest to face charges in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Owen Schroyer says his lawyer told him there's a warrant out for his arrest on misdemeanor charges. Former Williamson County, Tennessee deputy Ronald McAbee is seen on video wearing a police tactical vest, swinging a baton or stick at officers while trying to drag one into the mob. He faces charges of assaulting law enforcement officers. All Chevy Bolts recalled. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
General Motors first thought the problem, which prompted a recall in November on older models, was linked to one manufacturing plant. Now it says the handful of fires are linked to a rare manufacturing defect in the vehicle's battery modules. It can cause a short in a cell, which can trigger a fire. The modules will be replaced, but until that can be done, owners are told to park outside and only charge their batteries to 90%.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.